President Donald Trump confirmed there were no American or Iraqi casualties as he addressed the nation for the first time since Iranian missiles hit two bases in Iraq.
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
But his speech was also a stinging rebuke of Iran's government. He said Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week, had hands drenched in American and Iranian blood. He called on the remaining members of the 2015 nuclear deal, including the UK and France, to join the U.S. and break away from it. Tony Waterman, Washington.